Cheapest scuba diving in Cebu City, Philippines. Good morning from Cebu City, Philippines, where the hunt for the cheapest scuba diving began with an unexpected hour of observing the city's raw, industrial pulse. My misread local van schedule left me standing at a busy intersection near the port, the air thick with the smell of exhaust and damp earth, as massive cargo trucks rumbled past, shaking the pavement underfoot. The sheer volume of human movement, a constant river of motorbikes weaving through jeepneys, is a stark counterpoint to the quiet depths I anticipate. I arrived here via Philippine Airlines, landing at Mactan-Cebu International, and the transition from sterile cabin air to this humid, breathing city was immediate, a physical immersion before the aquatic one. This unplanned delay, however, offered a window into the financial mechanics that underpin operations here. The small dive shops I'm targeting operate on razor-thin margins, evident in the utilitarian buildings I passed, and the no-frills approach to equipment transport I witnessed. It's a far cry from the polished, air-conditioned reception areas of the half-board hotels along the coast, where guests eat buffets and rarely venture beyond their walled compounds. My accommodation, a cramped rented room in a local building, costs less in a week than one of those hotel meals, freeing up capital for what truly matters: getting underwater. The focus here isn't on pristine equipment or brand new wetsuits, but on functional gear and experienced local dive masters who know the currents and the coral formations intimately. The cost savings come from shared boat trips, often on repurposed fishing vessels, and a direct, no-frills service that strips away any unnecessary overhead. The local operations understand the value of every peso, a lesson learned firsthand from that extra hour spent watching the grind of daily commerce. It means more dives for the same budget, and that's the objective. Beneath the surface, the reefs off Mactan Island, easily accessible from Cebu City's numerous budget dive centers, promise a different kind of economy. Here, the biodiversity thrives, a complex ecosystem of branching acropora and brain corals forming habitats for countless species. I'm eager to witness the vibrant clownfish darting through anemones, the slow, deliberate movements of sea turtles, and the schools of snapper and barracuda that patrol the reef edges. Observing the dynamic interplay of these marine creatures, each fulfilling its role in the underwater world, is the ultimate return on investment for choosing this path of budget exploration. The salt tang from the nearby sea mixes with the city's diesel notes, a constant reminder of the two worlds I navigate. Value: cheapest scuba diving. The quest for the cheapest scuba diving in the Philippines often leads to Cebu, not just as a transit hub, but as a legitimate base for underwater exploration. Forget the glossy brochures of all-inclusive packages, the real deals are found by engaging directly with local operators. My chosen route involved a 3-day budget dive itinerary focused on maximizing bottom time without breaking the bank. This meant daily trips originating from Mactan, leveraging the cluster of dive establishments there that compete on price for day trippers. Unlike destinations like Malapascua, which specialize in thresher shark encounters and often command higher prices due to their remote location and specific draw, Cebu City offers a broader, more accessible range of general diving experiences. Malapascua's dedicated trips, while phenomenal, often involve a longer, more expensive journey from the main island, making it a different category of expenditure. For straightforward underwater excursions and a variety of macro life, the areas around Mactan provide compelling value for the cheapest scuba diving without the added travel complexity. Operations: many local dive operations achieve the cheapest scuba diving by running older, simpler bancas, the ubiquitous outrigger boats, and operating with smaller profit margins. They often combine groups, filling boats to capacity, which further lowers the per-person cost. Lunch, if included, is typically a simple affair of rice, grilled fish, and local vegetables, prepared on board. This no-frills approach is crucial for offering competitive rates for the cheapest scuba diving. Comparing this to the structured, pricier offerings of the larger, internationally branded dive centers, the difference in cost per dive can be as much as 30-40% for essentially the same underwater experience. I booked a room at Go Hotels Cebu City for 1,400 local currency units per night. The room was compact but clean, functional. What stood out was the front desk staff, consistently polite, efficient, and quick to address minor requests, a stark contrast to the often impersonal service found in larger, more expensive chains. They provided accurate directions to the nearest series liner terminal without hesitation, a small detail that makes a big difference when navigating a new city on a tight schedule. Insider Tip 1, for those aiming for Mobile's famed Sardine Run, bypass organized tours. Take a yellow series liner bus from the Cebu South Bus Terminal directly to Mobile for approximately 210 local currency units. The journey takes about 3.5 to 4 hours, and you save significantly compared to a private transfer. Insider Tip 2, always clarify what is included in your dive package. Many operators quote a base price that excludes marine park fees, typically around 100 to 250 local currency units per day per person for popular sites like Hilutungan Island Marine Sanctuary, and sometimes even full equipment rental. Ask for an all-inclusive quote to avoid surprises. Insider Tip 3, off-peak season, June to October, often sees slightly reduced dive rates and fewer crowds. While weather can be less predictable, the savings on accommodation and diving can be noticeable for the intrepid budget traveler. Habitats underwater, the contrast with the city's bustle is profound. The dive sites off Mactan, such as Hilutungan Island Marine Sanctuary, presented vibrant table corals and intricate soft corals, a stark difference from the deeper, more uniform structure sometimes found further offshore. I encountered schools of jacks swirling, moray eels peeking from crevices, and numerous parrotfish grazing. Off Olango Island, the variety of marine species continued with shy nudibranch inching across sponges and lionfish patrolling their territories. The visibility, even close to a major city, consistently ranged from 15 to 25 meters. This accessible marine life makes it a prime location for the cheapest scuba diving, offering rich visuals without extensive travel. The protected areas like Hilutungan and San Vicente Marine Sanctuary off Olango Island demonstrate a concerted effort in conservation, ensuring the continuation of these remarkable underwater worlds. Navigation: why choose Cebu City for this kind of experience? It's about direct, unadulterated access to quality diving at a pragmatic price point. The sheer volume of operators, such as Cebu Divers, ensures competitive pricing, and the logistical ease of reaching various dive sites from a central hub means less time spent traveling and more time submerged. The availability of budget accommodations and local eateries like Punco Punco Sa Fuente, where a meal costs less than 100 local currency units, further reinforces its position as a practical base for the cheapest scuba diving in the region. You're getting the same marine diversity as many more revered spots, just without the premium price tag or the arduous journey. From the roadside vendors offering fried snacks to the bustling public markets, the city provides a constant backdrop of local life that intertwines with the pursuit of underwater wonders. The accessibility from Mactan Island, a short ride from Cebu City, means less time commuting and more time under the waves, making it an efficient choice for the budget-conscious diver seeking the cheapest scuba diving without compromising the experience. Outro: the day offered a stark lesson in the financial mechanics of finding the cheapest scuba diving. What is advertised as an entry-level price rarely includes the full logistical reality. My setup, a sturdy DSLR and a wide-angle lens, felt heavy on the ascent from the water, a physical counterpoint to the mental calculation of the day's actual spend. The initial quote for what was touted as the cheapest scuba diving in Cebu City didn't account for the non-negotiable local boat transfer to the actual dive site, a separate transaction entirely that added a significant percentage to the base cost. This is the unwritten reality of budget operations here. Below the surface, the structures were a stark contrast to the rough edges of the budget operation above. Massive, rounded stony formations anchored the seafloor, providing shelter. Delicate, branching growths extended outwards, swaying with the subtle currents. Schools of silvery, compact fish moved as one, their synchronized turns catching the filtered light. Solitary, larger inhabitants patrolled the deeper ledges, their movements slow and deliberate, observing. The water held a faint mineral scent, cool against the skin, and the muted sounds of the underwater world were a temporary escape from the city's constant hum. This logistical reality of fragmented pricing, where the full cost only reveals itself through multiple steps, is crucial for anyone seeking genuine savings. It means the true, cheapest scuba diving requires more than just finding the lowest advertised number, it demands understanding the entire operational chain. The practical impact is clear, every advertised price needs a detailed breakdown. Tomorrow, I'll navigate the historical chaos of Colon Street, aiming to understand the local transport networks and market dynamics. My goal is to map out potential public transport routes that could further reduce the real cost of accessing more remote dive sites, pushing the boundaries of what truly constitutes the cheapest scuba diving possible from Cebu City.